ओम शांति। सो यू एंजॉयड लास्ट नाइट, दोज़ हू एंजॉयड रेज योर हैंड। ओके, सो योर ट्रिप वॉज वर्थ वाइल, इज़न्ट इट? यू डिडन्ट मिस एनीथिंग। एंड you are so fortunate. Celebrate Christmas, New Year's Eve and New Year. And enjoy ice cream and rasagulla. So you had New Year's treat. So yesterday we had 3 Murlis of 31st December. Morning, we did 31st December 82. So now, how Baba is related to you? Who is Baba to you? What relationship you have? Yesterday, what Baba said? Friend. So keep Baba as a friend all the time. Whatever you do activity, hold on Baba's hand and say, come on Baba, let's do this, come on Baba, let's eat, let us go to sleep, or whatever you do. Invite Baba and feel Baba's company all the time. And then, good news, first go and tell to Baba. Any sorrowful news, go and tell to Baba. So Baba should be comforter of your heart. Nobody else. And what song will you be singing? What song you'll be singing? Baba, Baba, Baba. That's the song you'll be singing. Baba, Baba, Baba. And the sign of your love is, tell Baba, Baba, I belong to you. And Baba will say, yes, soul, you belong to me. That's the sign of love. So never say why, but always say wow. So you meet Baba where do you meet Baba? Friends meet where? In garden. So which is the garden? Madhuban is the garden. This is the garden. We are all flowers as well as we are gardeners. Baba is the master of garden. So we meet Baba in this garden of Madhuban. So this morning also you got Dadi's message. You heard? Translation was good, no? So what Dadi said, in the new year, everything is new. The day is new, the night is new. That is the one of the songs in Hindi, that since I met you, Baba, everything is new. And when something is new, what happens? There's so much zeal and enthusiasm. When the thing becomes old, you lose zeal and enthusiasm. But new, as soon as you buy something new, yet you are so much enthusiastic. And somehow, some of the points that Dadi said, shared in her letter, On 15th December she had shared the letter. They are the same as Baba talked yesterday. Never go away from anyone, whatever sanskar they have. Don't turn your face away from them. Harmonize the sanskar. That was Baba was saying in the evening. Harmonize sanskar. Have the aim and attention. My aim should be uplift others with good wishes and pure feeling. And bring that soul to Baba. When I uplift any soul and bring it to Baba, Baba will be very happy. Rather than saying, oh, you are hopeless, you have done this, you have done that, you are like this, you are like that. What Baba used to do is uplift the soul by showing that soul's speciality and encourage them, oh, you can do, you can do. Because Dadi sometimes shares her experience. Once Baba told Dadi to do some, go and have some, give some lecture. So Janki Dadi was not feeling up to it. So she went to Mama. You know, when people were unhappy with Baba's direction, they would go to Mama. So Mama said, don't worry, you don't realize your speciality, but Baba has given you direction, Baba knows you have got that capacity. Come on, go. And she went and gave lecture. So the thing is, rather than saying, oh, you are hopeless, you can't do this, you can't do this, just tell them, yes, you can do this. Come on, go. Also, Dadi was saying, whatever you want to do, do it now. So that slogan should be pakka. Now or never. Next, Dadi said, serve yourself. Don't allow sorrow. Don't give sorrow to yourself. Keep your heart true. And Baba would be happy with you. Those who have truthful and honest heart, Baba is happy with him. Next thing Dadi says that now our aim should be to absolve all our sinful karma through meditation or tapasya. And in the end, Dadi says in 2018, by 18th January, because 18th January is coming, and naturally everybody is doing lots of tapasya. So in 2018, complete the 18th chapter of Gita. 18th chapter of Gita is the last chapter. Total 18 chapter. And the best chapter is in which they say what is the sign of wise soul. He will be stable and unshakable. He will be completely detached and remembering Baba all the time. So this is our aim should be that I should transform myself completely. And then there will be the revelation of Baba. That's what Dadi said, and that's what even Baba said yesterday in the evening message, that this year, 2018, is the year of completion. And everybody is expecting Third World War any time, as we know. So what we have to do is, don't wait for long time, that I got lots of time, I'm young. Young or old, everybody will die together. And that's why our aim should be finish our transformation completely. And remove this Kali Yuga world. Establish Satyuga. Because our memorial is gopas and gopis gave finger to uplift Kali Yuga mountain. So that is the task we have to do in this year. Then, the video we saw yesterday, 6:30, it was also 31st December 2007. And that was also very, very interesting. Baba said, in New Year, there should be zeal and enthusiasm that I want to transform myself. And there should be enthusiasm because it is the time we have attained everything. So more we have attained, more we will be enthusiastic. And celebration is not only one day for us. For Brahman, the celebration is every day. So we should be happy every day. And we should have new plan. So Baba was asking, have you have some new plan? So in new year, you should be saying goodbye to your old sanskar and old thinking. We should spread vibration of comfort and happiness around the world. So we have to do Mansa service of spreading vibration in the whole world of comfort and happiness. Whatever treasures we have received, we have to share with others. And we have to see that we don't waste any treasures. Especially the treasure of time. Each second is worth 1 year. And hence, I should not waste even 1 second. And those who use their treasure of time in a worthwhile way, they will have success in future. Those who use their breath in a worthwhile way, they will be ever healthy in future. Those who use their treasures of jnana in a worthwhile way, they will become very sensible in future and they will not need any advisor. In Satyug, we don't have any advisor or ministers. Just rulers. Because we are so sensible, we don't need anybody's advice. Those who use their virtues in a worthwhile way, they will have divine virtues in golden age. And that will help them to become worship worthy. Deities are worshipped because they have got so many good virtues. So you have to be careful and not careless. Because those who are careless can waste their treasures. Keep the aim clear that I want to be equal to Father. Which means I should be complete. And I should be full of all virtues. Just as Brahma Baba used his all treasures right from beginning until end. And then the result was he became angel in the end. And Dadi Prakashmani also, he gave example that she used her treasures in a worthwhile way. And so she became world server. Unlimited server. So many people ask me this question, now what effort I should do? So Baba already told so many things. But main things, keep your chart. Even today he was saying, see your face in the mirror, whether you are worthy to marry Lakshmi or not. But in yesterday's Murli also Baba said, keep your chart. How much treasures you are using in a worthwhile way? And are you wasting anything? Brahma Baba had love for what? Yesterday evening, Smurli, for what? Who Brahma Baba had love? Love for Murli. So whatever Brahma Baba had love for, we should also have love for Murli. And Brahma Baba was always alert and never careless. And his effort was be incorporeal, egoless and viceless. These three words Baba kept in mind. Incorporeal, egoless and viceless. So we should also have that effort. Then we are going to be the bead of victorious rosary. To be the bead of victorious rosary, we have to make that effort and we should say no problem. We should not have any problem. And our aim should be to be complete. I think yesterday last part we missed, but the Murli, the last part is you are double foreigners. So double foreigners, Baba says, double effort makers. We should not say why, but we should say wah. Past was good, present is good, and future will be better. So when you go from Madhuban, leave your problems here. Don't take your problems with you. Okay? And this year you have to show some wonders. Something new, some wonderful things you should do. Okay, and last night Baba's message was clear, or you want me to read it again? Those who think it was very clear, will you raise your hand? Those who would like to read it completely, raise your hand more on that. So I will read that message that Baba gave last night. So nowadays, as you see, Baba doesn't start speaking immediately, no? They had to coax Baba. Come on, Baba, come on, Baba, come on, Baba. 2-3 times, Nilu and Moni Ben had to ask Baba. But once Baba started speaking, the train continued. So the essence of Baba's message was, celebrate this coming New Year as the year for completion. The elevated year and the year for awakening the world. Om Shanti. All those who are sitting here are all one family. I think all of you feel we are one family. Though we may be from different culture, different countries, different language, but we are all one family. And I can see most of the double foreigners, they have that feeling that we are one family. Did you hear ever such a family? You never heard such family, no? Or did you see such a family, unlimited family, variety, religion, culture, language, nationality? It is only now that you saw such an alaukik family. And now, all are getting ready for the future. So everyone will celebrate the New Year. All around the world they celebrated the New Year. Now, our new world is coming. New world is so beautiful. All of you members of the future family are seen to be ready. Now Baba gave you certificate, you are ready. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to everyone for the new year. In the new year, you have to show something new. Show something such that its a reward is with you for birth after birth. Because we receive reward for 21 births. But should be something new and great. So Nirvair Bhai and Brijmohan Bhai asked about spatial inspiration for the new world. What should be the name of the new year? What spatial attention should we pay? What effort should we make? They asked this question. Consider the new year to be the year for completion. The elevated year and the year for awakening everyone. And so see who this year shows these wonders. Awakening everyone. Everybody is sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. They are not having any knowledge. So Baba says now, awaken them all, because we have to reveal Baba to everybody. And there will be some wonders. All the Brahmins are enthusiastic about what is going to happen in the future. And you know what is going to happen. After destruction, we will have new world. Everyone is now dreaming of the new world. And now, everything is changing. There will be the new year, the new systems, and the new love. In the new world, everything will be new. Just as the age is changing from Sangam Yug to Satyug, in the same way, together with the age, all the systems and customs, all the laws, etc., are going to be according to that. So today, in order to go to your new world, have this thought. I definitely have to pass. Three pass words, Baba said, I have to pass. Pass one. Pass of going close. First is, Hindi pass means being close to Baba. And the other pass of passing an exam. You are going to receive that pass also. You will definitely receive a pass. You know, when you have to enter somewhere, you need pass. But together with passing, Baba also wants each child definitely make himself or herself pass in any way. This is the time to pass. For this, now check yourself and pay attention for the future. To pass means that while everything in order to pass to the future, make so much effort that this future stays with us. And the sound emerges from everyone's lips. Pass, pass, pass. Everyone's face are showing that whatever effort each has made until now, whether you have done anything later or now is a different matter. But now you have kept the aim of passing fully. Pass this exam fully. And it is all Brahmans who will pass. There are the Brahmans. And so this is the first gift for the Brahmans. And the whole gathering has this enthusiasm to pass quickly. And then everyone will be so happy. Everyone is happy that they are now going to transform. Then the brothers ask Baba, what are the inspiration for the new year? For the brothers and sisters in Bharat and abroad. Everyone wants to hear this. What do all of you consider yourselves? Do you think that it is your right, or do you think that you don't know what is going to happen or how will it happen? Baba is giving us knowledge, past, present and future. So he has already told that once we are ready, we have reached our stage of completion. Not everybody will be reaching 100% stage, no? But at least 108 are ready, then destruction will start. But after that, there will be new war. So there will be chaos first, and then there will be the sound of victory. So Baba has clarified all these things. So Baba says, you know what will happen and how will it happen. You may have ideas about this, but do not get stuck on them. It is not good to get stuck on what will happen, how will it happen. No, this question. Sometimes Brahman also keep on asking, so don't get stuck on that. We now have to claim the fortune of our kingdom. First, we have to rule ourselves. In Sangam Yuga, our mind and all sense organs should be under our control. Then we are ruling ourselves. Then we rule over others anyway. It is becoming well known, the kingdom of the self is very huge. Are all the questions about this topic? Or is there another topic in front of you? Any other question? As the kingdom of future is happy, as the kingdom of now, similarly the kingdom of yours that is coming will be even stronger than this. Each one seeing this future is happy and taking inspirations for the future. Bap Dada is also pleased to see the children and feels that you have received a lot and are going to receive even more. It is the turn of Maharashtra. I think Munni Ben was saying, Baba, it's the turn of Maharashtra, Mumbai, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana to serve. So 15,000 servers have come and in total 25,000 have come. There are also 600 double foreign brothers and sisters. Last night, there were 25,000 Bharatvasi and 600 double foreigners. All have zeal and enthusiasm, this is Baba saying. Bap Dada is pleased to see the children, that each child is making effort and revealing their own name and the father's name. Today, the father was seeing where each one has reached. You have reached and have made good effort. And victory is in front of you. Baba has seen that all of you have kept an aim and will show that by doing it practically. Everyone has this enthusiasm. This group continues to move forward with this enthusiasm. Victory is guaranteed for each child. There is victory, but this victory increases confidence in the self and faith in the family. Victory will bring confidence in self and faith in the family. These two things will be useful in your kingdom. Everyone makes a lot of effort for harmonizing sanskar. That is Nirvair Bhai is asking. They are making efforts for harmonizing sanskar. But even then, they are not yet successful. How can they be successful? How can we take our intellect into the unlimited? To harmonize sanskar, we need to take our intellect into unlimited so that we are able to go beyond all of these things. Whatever is happening around, we have to go beyond. That was the question Nirvair Bhai asked. Baba says, all of you have an aim and plan. And now let there be little more attention on that plan and let everyone feel it. In order to have the feeling, pay a little attention, because the love that we have for the family is only experienced more at the conference age. Then it will be natural. Because when there is love, you accept each other as they are. But when there is not spiritual love, then naturally we start seeing, this is like this, this person is like that, they should not do this, why they are doing like that, etc. So Baba started that this is a big family. So we should have that spiritual love for everyone. So now we have to create love. But in Satyug, there will be natural love. So first is pay attention. Second, have the aim that it has to happen. Harmonizing sanskar will happen. Attention and aim. Everyone is thinking, why is this one thinking about this situation? our study is going well. And our teacher who is teaching us is also well. So then this question does not arise. Now have the aim that we are definitely going to become this. Harmony will be there, definitely. In this, your part is not just of being cooperative, but you have to make yourself worthy. You have to pay attention to yourself. This is essential. You know, when we are body conscious, we were looking at others, what they are, what they should not be, etc. But now when we are soul conscious, we just look to ourselves. Pay attention to yourself. Baba has seen that everyone is concerned that they have to become this. You are becoming this and will claim your number according to the effort you are making. Because if all become Bab Saman, all are similar, then there is no problem of conflict of sanskar. So Baba says, pay attention. Just as Baba is asking in the same way, you can have a conversation amongst yourself and will definitely claim the seat of the kingdom. Now, have the thought of which seat are you going to claim in the kingdom? First Lakshmi Narayan, second Lakshmi Narayan, third, which seat you are going to claim? Look at yourself. Then Baba looking at Brijmohan Bhai. You are now sitting in the capital, Delhi. But now you always also have to pay attention to the capital of future. Satyugi capital, as well as the capital Delhi. So Brijmohan Bhai said, Baba, sisters claim a number ahead in this. It has always been seen that whenever there is a race, then the mothers and Kumari claim a good number. What is finalized? This is the result to be announced. But you also have the aim that you are going to claim a number and pass. So Bap, Dada and Rama, pay attention to both. To claim the number, pass with honor, have the aim. Then somebody asked the question, how can we follow the father? If you have the attention to follow the father, then everything has to be visible in a practical way in your practical life. Everything is now happening as Baba wants it to happen. Everything works out fine at the right time. But let it be like this all the time. That is happening and it will happen. And therefore, there is nothing to be worried about. Everyone is making effort. And it is now in everyone's intellect, they will definitely claim a good number. It will happen. All the preparations are made. This is already accomplished. But every now and again, the form changes a little. And with that changing form, something happens in one form or another. And then it becomes all right. This is why Bap Dada cannot say so much. Because the form of the effort is visible. It's not that it cannot be seen. It can be seen. But it cannot be seen all the time. Effort cannot be seen all the time. It is sometimes like this and sometimes like that. Now stabilize this and show all your face, force, that all of you are now ready to give the exam paper. We have to be ever ready. We have to make effort so that we are ready. Ask everyone, is everyone ready to give the paper? If you are ready to give the paper, then you have that hope. Then you will have just as much attainment. That intoxication isn't there all the time. It stays for a little time every now and again because you are making effort. But let this intoxication stay all the time. You need to practice this now. You will have to pay a little attention. This is study, is it not? One has to give attention to their study. So congratulations to everyone for the new year. And for this new year, you have the blessing to step forward. You are moving forward. Keep yourself the same as the father. So this aim should not forget. I have to become Bap Saman. Always full. Bap Saman. Always full. And always ready. Whatever time you have, in that time, make yourself ready. Some people may have come now only 1 year in Yan. So Baba says, doesn't matter. Don't say, I'm just new. You have to also make effort to be ever ready. Just as the father is complete with all virtues, he has a crown and is seated on the throne. Similarly, let each child experience this in the self. That is, complete with all virtues, having a crown and sitting on the throne. There is still not to say, what can I do now? How will it happen? Don't ask this question. No. There is no need to ask these questions. The Father has now given everyone courage and enthusiasm. And so, taking both courage and enthusiasm with you, everyone now quickly move forward. Acha. Om Shanti. Such a long Baba's message Murli yesterday's. So we had good time with Baba. Cake cutting, candle lighting, songs. And this morning we had dance.